The FBI is advising law enforcement officials that terrorists might try to turn fuel trucks into weapons. The Bureau has told police across the nation that the attacks might come against fuel depots and Jewish schools or synagogues. NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us now. Steve, how specific is the information that prompted these warnings, and where did it come from?
Not specific at all, John. And the indications we're getting from federal authorities are that they had interviews with al-Qaeda prisoners in custody somewhere in the world who suggested that this was something that had been discussed among members of this organization. So they do not have a specific threat. There is no specific target that is named. Simply these interviews suggesting that this might be something that could be done. And FBI authorities are adding that they didn't really intend this to be a public warning, although, of course, word has gotten out. What they wanted to do was make an advisory to law enforcement officials, to police in all 50 states, and that, in fact, is what they've done.
Terrorists have used tanker trucks as weapons before.
Yes. In fact, earlier this year, Tunisian authorities now say that a man blew himself up and blew up a tanker truck near a historic synagogue. That was in April. 18 people were killed. Most of them were German tourists. And there has been a little bit more information about that that's emerged in public over time. There's an Arab language newspaper in London which quoted a man who claimed to be a leader of al-Qaeda, who claimed credit for this attack and said the United States is next. Although I would have to add that this, like the intelligence information that authorities are receiving, is uncorroborated. We don't know how credible that guy is or how credible his threat is.
Mm-hmm. There have been quite a few warnings of possible terrorist attacks in recent weeks. Any idea why this spate of warnings?
The CIA and the FBI have information to a little bit more, or have access rather to a little bit more information than they have in the past, John. They've captured some people in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Some of these warnings, of course, have come because of conversations with Abu Zubaydah, who was one of the top leaders of al-Qaeda, who is now in U.S. custody. And that information and other sources have led to a variety of warnings. Earlier this week, the FBI warned of attacks on July 4th celebrations. Last month, the Bureau warned that terrorists might be using scuba divers to attack ships or bridges. There was a warning about banks, a warning about shopping malls. You remember the warning about crop dusters right. A number of months ago. There was even this incident in the state of New Jersey, which prompted warnings in two states where a man simply walked in and tried to buy an ambulance, and he was suspected of trying to use that for an attack. It turned out the guy was innocent, but authorities in New York City are saying that, in fact, law enforcement officials across the country are looking into this possibility based on information from other sources that somebody might be using an ambulance.
So it appears the government is going to keep on giving us regular warnings of possible terrorist attacks.
An FBI spokesman said today, John, that they would rather at this point put out too much information than too little. It's hard sometimes to know what to do with this information, but it is a reminder that in the kind of conflict that we seem to be in, it would appear that almost anything could be a target and almost anything could be a weapon as well.
NPR's Steve Inskeep, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.